This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference once again for year number four. We've had the pleasure of being here at all four of them. And sometimes we talk to new folks, which we've been doing here tonight, meeting new people. Actually, it's the daytime when we're doing the show, but tonight is when you'll be hearing it. And it's Ian and Mark. Mark, you've been kind of in and out. You've been doing the main stage emceeing.
I am emceeing the main stage. Yeah. I am the chief kahuna of the big room.
Yep, that's great. They just... All we need is Mark's ego to get even bigger, and that's what's happening here. So we got Paul Pway with us now from Edge Wallet, and
which they named after me.
Formerly, yes, absolutely, Mr. President.
Mark Edge ego here. Yep. So formerly known as Airbits. Airbits still exists? What's Airbits status these
days?
Yeah,
so Airbits, as the application still exists, actually the company is actually Airbits. It's still Airbits Inc. with a DBA as Edge.
I see.
But all of our marketing and focus has been on the new app, Edge Wallet, and the Edge SDK. So Airbits is not as actively supported. We'll still update it with a few fixes here and there, but for the most part, you'll start seeing, especially going into 2019, that we'll stop supporting major updates to that. So really, we're recommending people start transitioning over into Edge Wallet.
And if you had the Airbits wallet, which was the best, I think, Bitcoin wallet, then the same login works for Edge, so there's actually no problem transitioning over.
Yep,
it's super easy. And Edge allows you, of course, to use more than one cryptocurrency. Airbits was Bitcoin only. Now you've got several. In fact, you've
got quite a few.
You threw Monero in there recently, which was a surprise.
Yeah, in June we added both Monero and XRP, appealing to the complete polar opposites of the cryptocurrency space. You know, first we're going to add one and then the other, and we're like, you know, let's just do both. Let's just go both and just show that, you know, like, we can do all the extremes. But yeah, we had Monero in there,
and Monero was a kind of a big deal because there really
can't do that,
right? There really hadn't been a mobile Monero wallet of any note.
Yeah, there were a few community apps basically by the Monero community that supported no other cryptos than Monero. We were the first and the only, especially at the time, and definitely on mobile, that supported Monero and anything else. So it was the first opportunity for people to have a wallet with Monero that they could do things like shapeshift between, or have the ability to buy from, you know, bank or credit card, because we had all those other features in there already. So it was a great addition for the general space for Monero.
And you were just telling us right before we went on the air here that it was actually at Texas Bitcoin Conference when you guys officially launched Edge.
Yeah, it was. We were launching the beta at that
time.
So we weren't. It was exactly a year ago. It's when we launched Edge as the rebrand of the company. We also launched Edge Wallet as a beta product at the time, and we went into full release in February of this year, and so we've been in full release now for, you know, over half a year.
Which was in Acapulco, which was the last time we saw you.
That was Acapulco around that time?
February.
I think it was around like Valentine's Day that we had launched into full production, but yeah, good times at Acapulco.
That is a great conference. We're looking forward to going there again next year. You guys, it was Edgewallet or edgesecure.co, but you got a better URL now, edge.app.
Yes, exactly, yes. Edge.app, you know, the dot app, the TLDs just went out, and we were able to snag one of those. Thanks to one of our co-founders had noticed that. He's like, hey, they just launched this new TLD. We're like, oh, awesome. Can we get it?
Yes. And TLDs is what you call those last three letters?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So usually they're two letters if they're from a country or something. And then what is app from a country?
No, it's actually designed for apps.
Okay.
Yeah, they've added a bunch of, like, words.
Real words, exactly.
Okay. So there's, like, dot show or dot whatever.
Okay.
There's a bunch of
Maybe even
like
a dot wallet one day. But
maybe.
I got to admit, though, like, dot app works perfectly.
It's
perfect. We are an app.
Yeah.
We are Edge.
Well, to get something as, you know, as short as Edge dot app is pretty cool.
Perfect. Somehow we beat Mark to it.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
I didn't even know.
So Edge is available for what platforms right now?
Right now, iOS and Android.
Mm-hmm.
The SDK, which is what it's built on, the software development kit that other apps can use, is also available for web-based applications, so HTML apps. So it actually is paving the groundwork to be able to deploy Edge and its wallet functionality on other platforms, desktop, web as well.
I was wondering if you guys were going to go there.
So this giant refactor we did to go from Airbits to Edge changed the language that we wrote the app in, and it'll actually allow us to be able to port to other platforms like Windows and Linux and Mac in the future, but it's not there yet.
I know we've asked about this before, but we always have new listeners tuning in.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you set up the Edge wallet, it's different from a lot of cryptocurrency wallets.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Coinomi, one of the more popular multi-crypto
apps, you write down the kind of the standard 18 words or however many words they have, and this is the way that you back up your wallet. If you lose your phone, you've got the words written down,
right.
You get your new phone, you put the words in, and you get your cryptos back. With Edge, it's a username and password, and so initially people are going to be like, well, that just means it's not secure. That means Edge has your login information.
Right.
How is it that there's security with Edge? Because I know it is that way, but
yeah,
can you explain
that? Yeah,
passwords
are terrible security.
They're terrible, exactly.
Tell me.
So one thing about passwords, they are terrible security if, as a human, you need to have 100 different ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So having 100 different passwords means they're not actually going to be different, or you're not going to remember them.
Right.
So then you lose the security of remembering the password, or if you lose security of them being unique and strong. So our goal is to have very few. I think our goal in the world is to have very few but very strong passwords. Because where do you actually put keys? Digital ones. Where? How do you digitally store them? In a way, you end up needing some kind of password to store other data.
Right.
So we follow the model of a password manager, where you can have long, strong passwords for all your websites, but then there is a master password that encrypts them all.
Okay.
That is one that you can remember that's long and strong. Edge is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We store keys for multiple different blockchains, potentially multiple wallets of the same blockchain.
Correct.
But all of those are encrypted by your master password, which is your Edge password.
And that means
for the layman out here, does that mean that if my phone gets crushed underneath the wheels of a giant tractor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I then get a new phone and I download Edge and I put it on there. I then enter my username and password and all my funds are where I left them?
Exactly.
Right, but also, you don't know the password.
But
there's
Paul Pumi doesn't know the password.
I don't know
the password. No one at Edge knows the password.
Edge has it, right.
Which means you can't contact them and say, I lost my password.
Correct.
So
right.
You have to still take that same level of security very seriously of put this somewhere very, very safe.
Well,
you can't keep it in your head.
I got a trick, though. You just use the word password and change the A for a 4.
No. There you go. Then you own it. You know you're going to forget it. Actually, so there are bad passwords, and people will make some bad passwords.
Yes, they will.
For those people, and actually for everyone, because it's a password and it's not 24 words, you can actually add two-factor to it. You can't two-factor a private key. You write down that private key and you put it under your desk and someone sees it, your money's gone. However, you write down a password, you put it under your desk, and you two-factor it. Even if someone gets it, your money's protected.
Now, wait, is Edge a two-factor?
Yes, you go into settings, and you tap a button, and your account is two-factored, just like that.
Using what? Like a Google Authenticator?
So here's the beauty of the two-factor we implemented. I like the security of a Google Authenticator-style two-factor.
Uh-huh.
There's no SMS, there's no email, you don't give up your privacy.
Yeah.
But it's a pain because you have to use another app.
Right.
It knows every time you want to log in, you have to go and go to your Google Authenticator and copy 6 digits and paste it
into
the app. It's a total pain in the butt.
Plus, then you also have to back up the Google Authenticator code to
somewhere else
because you don't want to lose the device because then you've got to restore it.
And Google Authenticator doesn't even let you back up the code. You have to back it up before you put
it
in the Google Authenticator. It's a big pain in the butt.
So annoying.
So we did is we took the entire verbatim protocol, like the exact protocol at Google Authenticator implements, and we slapped it into Edge. It's baked inside of it. So it's almost like there's a little gnome inside of the app that's going into a little Google Authenticator app inside the app. It's generating that 6 digits. It's copying it. It's pasting it for you, and you don't even see it happening. As soon as you hit enable, a token is created.
Huh.
It's saved on your device. It's synced up with the server, and it sends that little 6-digit code that changes every 30 seconds for you. That's what we built as two-factor. We call it one-touch two-factor because you just touch one button to enable it, and then you're done. And you were concerned
about
the
backup. Device have to have access to the internet or have access to, all that stuff.
Yeah. To turn on two-factor, you need access to the internet.
Okay.
Correct. Because that two-factor is two-factoring a server.
Okay.
So it's two-factoring the backup of your keys. However, you asked about the recovery. You hate it when you lose it, and you suddenly have to back up your codes. Well, the backup in Edge is twofold. It's either you happen to have a second device and you pair the two-factor between the two, and you can do that pretty easily by scanning a QR code. Or if you do happen to lose your device and you don't have a backup, we use what's a really common security model, which is time.
Mm-hmm.
So your account gets effectively locked. You can hit a reset two-factor, but it gets locked out for a week.
I see.
But you don't lose the money. And then after a week, you just use your regular username or password on the new device.
Okay.
And then two-factor can be enabled on that new device. All without compromising an SMS like Authy, no phone number, no email that we'll send you, none of that.
It's
that's,
amazing.
That's the model that we built.
Yeah, Edge, once again, is proving it is the 800-pound gorilla in the wallet industry. I mean,
it's the one I use all the time. Yeah. It's the one I use in real life in New Hampshire. Paul Poy, thanks.
I got to visit New Hampshire. And again, I've been there once once or twice, and I did get to spend some crypto, but I want to really take advantage of all the different shops over there. Maybe do some yoga, which I know
we got trees, pumpkins, and anarchists.
Paul Poy from Edge Wallet. Check him out over at edge.app and get yours.
Cool. Thank you.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, year number four here, and we've been here every time, and it's been great. Always meeting new people and seeing old friends as well, and so we bring you a sampling of what it's like to be here, talking to some of the more interesting vendors, and there's a bunch of them here, and then, of course, some of the speakers and old friends that we've seen a million times at all these different crypto conferences. Mike Francis is a new face to me, and I was talking with one of your co-workers at Fracking Miner. And Mike, you're the CEO of this, what sounds like a mining company. What do you guys do at Fracking Miner?
Well, thanks for having me on, man.
Sure.
Very nice to meet you as well.
Absolutely.
The Fracking Miner is a platform that we develop. So our company is actually Distributed Ledger, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually based here in Texas.
Really?
So we, as a company, just really bought into the blockchain and cryptocurrency world and wanted to be involved. So we started mining ourselves, running nodes, getting involved with projects. We, over time, built a platform internally to manage all of our stuff, you know, our nodes and our mining, and the really kind of a light bulb eventually went off that we had built a platform that no one else had, so we decided we needed somewhere to release it, and we chose this conference almost a year ago.
Oh, okay. So were you at the previous conference?
No, we just did some research on conferences.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, since we're a Texas-based company, we felt that this was a good place, a great opportunity. Austin's really hip and cool, and, you know, so we thought our Fracking Miner guy was also hip and cool, so he fit right in here.
Now, where does Alabama fit in? Because the guy I was talking to before was from the Mobile area in Alabama, and he made it sound like y'all were also based in Alabama, or no?
I personally live in a little town called Fairhope, Alabama.
Okay.
And I have an office and another company with our headquarters in Daphne, Alabama.
Okay. All right.
But so we have offices in Texas and Alabama and Florida and in
across
Georgia.
The south.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're, you know, southeast.
So Fracking Miner, I mean, you guys have a big display here, fancy graphics. I mean, what is it that you guys bring to the table? Obviously, there's a zillion different mining companies, so what's different?
So we are from an enterprise world. So to us, it's about efficiency, scalability, and then something that someone can actually use, right? So when I personally got involved in blockchain, I was very interested in the hardware and mining and watching it work. And I spent a lot of time compiling software, figuring out what hardware actually did what, and testing different things. And, I mean, you should have seen my basement was full of all kind of stuff, right? You know, my wife was like, what are you doing? So eventually found a guy that worked at Intel, and he had written some code that worked on a special processor from Intel called a Xeon Phi.
Okay.
So Xeon Phi is very, very good at parallel processing because it has some very fast memory built on board to the processor. So it doesn't have to go outside the processor to do the calculations. So it turns out it's super fast, super efficient for anything that's memory locked, like Monero, like Haven, Loki, Kryptonite, Kryptonote-based coins.
Okay.
So we took this and we purchased quite a lot of servers ourselves and put them in one of the data centers that we operate in Montgomery, Alabama, and started building a platform for ourselves to manage it all. And over time, that platform turned into the Fracking Miner,
mm-hmm.
and now we're at a position where we can sell a server it's tested, it's efficient, it's got the operating system on it. You know, we can sell it to an end user. It's very, very scalable. All they have to do, plug it in, it connects to our cloud,
mm-hmm.
and then you create your account, you register the server that is yours in your account, and then you tell it what to do. So in a lot of
you
the
pick
things,
what coin you want to mine.
Yeah, man. So we have some features like automatic mining. Like, you know, what are we mining? So mm-hmm. you can just automatically drop your servers into a group that's automatic and will mine the best thing based on our
whatever's the most profitable. That kind
of
thing.
Profitable mm-hmm. or if you, there's some different parameters you can set, but the whole point of it is so you can make business decisions and no longer have to try and make technology decisions that that mesh with your business decisions.
I see what you mean. Because so when you're setting up a cryptocurrency mining operation, it's kind of a technical process, right?
Yeah, most, very.
You know, you've got a usually there's some sort of command line interface that you got to use, and I've done a little bit of it myself,
yep.
So I have some idea about what this is like. And I've also used online mining pools, but you still have to know which where to connect to, and there's some steps involved. So what you're saying is you're simplifying, you're taking out some of those steps, making it what more graphically pleasing for more of an administrative type who's not really a technical guru. Is that what you're doing?
You got it, man. So okay. Anyone that wants to be involved in the business can utilize our platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tested, it's fast, it's efficient. It's a platform built so anyone can scale it, right?
Okay.
So just like you said, like if you're running one server, two servers, or a couple ASICs or whatever you're running, that's not that hard to manage. Well, 10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000, that's a whole other ball game trying to manage all that stuff.
Right.
So that's what we built is extremely scalable. I mean, it can scale to tens of thousands of machines and with a simple interface that you could run on your phone.
Now, one of the biggest challenges in mining, and I've known a few people who've tried it and they failed. One of the biggest challenges is you kind of got to keep up with the Joneses, right? Like there's constant upgrades going on because, you know, when more people enter mining, it makes the difficulty increase. And this is one of the ways that, for listeners who aren't familiar with the process, the more people that enter, the more difficult the mining becomes, which means you've got to have more powerful computers in order to hopefully find these blocks so you can get the mining rewards. I mean, how often do you have to keep buying new equipment? Like if I buy a server from you guys, am I coming back 6 months later, or you know, how often do you have to do that?
So the server platform that we're using here is our first generation of hardware,
mm-hmm.
and we expect it to last probably 5 years.
Really?
Uh-huh. With the speed and efficiency and what it's doing, and then with the recommendations that we make on the what to mine, trading,
mm-hmm.
And so we're taking it a lot further than just mining. So okay. we have analysts as a company that are on board that are constantly, they're monitoring the different projects. We're looking at stuff. We're recommending to our internal teams and to our clients, like, what they should be mining and what we feel are good projects to be involved in. And you probably know as well as I do, if you get involved in something early on that's a great project, you know, like yep. two that I really love are Loki and Haven. I think they're excellent projects, you know, and we started mining them early on and earned quite a lot as a company.
Yeah. Very cool. So Fracking Miner, and the website was what, frackingminer.com?
Yeah.
So folks can go over there, they can get involved. Again, it's, you know, it's, I've always seen mining as kind of a high risk thing that people, you know, really need to be understanding that there's a lot of competition in this space, right? Like it's not an easy space to get into, but it sounds like you guys are trying to make it a little more simple. For folks.
We are running an entire division of our company off of assets that we generate from our own mining operations.
Okay.
So, and all we're doing is taking that and giving it to someone else so they can utilize it and do the same thing.
Very cool. Mike Francis, thank you very much for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate your time today. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and it's still not too late for you to come out and join us. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. There's a whole day of fun coming up tomorrow. We got more Free Talk Live on the way, so stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. vigils are being held for the victims of the mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The attack occurred inside the Tree of Life Synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
The scene is very bad inside. There are multiple fatalities. There are at least six injuries, to include four police officers.
A maintenance man who hid during the attack said there were three congregations meeting simultaneously, with as many as 100 people present at the time of the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Speaking at the annual Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump said anti-Semitism must be confronted everywhere it happens.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and TexasBitcoinConference.com is their website. You can go there to learn more. Of course, the full schedule is there, and walk-in tickets are still available, so just walk on up, grab your ticket at the door. And there's not really a door. This is a huge conference center. You got to go kind of underground to get to us here.
We're out of the way, but there's hundreds of people who have made it.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks here. By the way, I want to make sure that you know about the Blink Home Security System. Mark, you're away from home right now, but if something's going on at your house, you're
got some updates.
You're going to get a notice.
No, I did get some updates.
You did?
While I was on my trip, I got some updates, and I was able to check them.
Yep.
Turns out the person that is walking or letting the cat out is letting the cat out.
Is letting the cat out. All right, yep. That's good to know. The Blink Motion activated HD cameras are wireless. They set up very fast because of that, because you don't have to run wires through walls or wherever you'd run them. And of course, the battery operated. And the batteries last up to 2 years. I've had mine in for over a year, I think, at this point, and they're going strong.
Yep.
So it's working well. You can get your Blink Home Security System at 15% off. It's already very affordable, even if you didn't save the 15%. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get that deal. And by the way, no contracts, no subscriptions, none of that junk. You just buy the product, you install it, and then it works. So Amazon liked it so much, they bought the company. So now Blink works with Alexa as well. Get your Blink cameras at 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get three Blink cameras for way less than the the other guys and save that 15%. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So at Texas Bitcoin Conference, as I pointed out before, we're always meeting new faces. And this gentleman here in front of us, Bill Noble, is with Crypto.IQ, which is a new company that I'd not heard of prior to you sitting down. But you know somebody that we know, Charlie Shrem, which is a name that goes way back to when, what was it, 2012 or something, when we were at 2013, somewhere in that range, when we went to Manhattan to the offices of then BitInstant, yep. Which was the company that Charlie, I don't know, was that was his first sort of foray, I think, into the world of cryptocurrency, and it was a way that you could buy crypto with cash way, way back when, yep. when that was pretty hard to do. And
that was before Charlie did time in the pokey for having Bitcoin and stuff.
Well, you know, what happened there was he sold some Bitcoin to somebody who was on the Silk Road, and we'll talk to Lynn Ulbricht later because she's sitting next to us here at the conference about that. So, you know, we've got mutual friends here, Bill, and Charlie's doing something new now. He's doing Crypto.IQ. What is it?
All right, gentlemen, thank you for having me. So Crypto.IQ is Charlie's attempt at getting reputable professional research out there for crypto. Okay, so that includes news on what's the new stuff that's coming out, what's credible, what's not. And then he's brought me and one other guy in to do professional analytics on which way the markets are going to go. And not only that, but figure out what crypto's place is in the overall world.
Okay. Sounds like kind of a big vision.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. And he wants to make it work, and, you know, well, it took about 10 minutes to sell me on it.
Yeah, because it makes perfectly good sense. That's the reason. Every other investment area that you're looking at, you can get credible advice on what is good and what's bad. You can look at things. You can stack them up. It's difficult to do that with crypto. You just don't know what you're dealing with. In many cases, you're looking for personalities and stuff like that, and that's not a good way to rate a market. So we needed this.
Right, and crypto is changing, right? Crypto is not for kids in the basement anymore.
Right.
Major asset managers are coming, like major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, the need for research is so great that hedge funds are trying to get in so fast, like they're having trouble finding custody solutions, right? So the way the market is ramping up, okay, the need for ideas is going to be there, and Charlie's like, we want to have the best professional ideas out there.
So these people who are, you're talking about the market professionals, they need places to turn to look for information, and that's what you guys are going to be providing?
Right. In other words, we're providing the type of research that you would get at an investment bank, but without the agenda, mm-hmm. without worrying about, you know, somebody not being objective. Like, so we all love crypto. We all love Charlie, you know. Yep. As you noted, he did time for the cause.
Yeah.
That's what we say. So we want the most authentic, accurate thing out there.
Right, because it doesn't serve anybody to have anything other than that, ultimately.
Right, and the general investor needs to understand how all this works, right? In other words, how Bitcoin fits together with stocks and bonds, right?
And I kind of got to wonder, the stock market right now is on the longest bull run in history. It seems, you know, obviously that has to stop. It can't continue.
Right. It's stopping as we speak.
Yeah, so I hear, but I'm not making any predictions.
Right.
But it has to stop. Nothing goes on forever, so, and now it's gone on longer than it's ever gone on before, so it has to stop. The question is, where does the money go? Traditionally, it goes into things like bonds and gold, and I think now, with the way Wall Street's been looking at Bitcoin and vetting crypto and doing all that stuff, some of it is going to go into crypto.
Oh. It's already going there. And here's how it works, if I may.
Sure.
So, say you have two asset managers like you guys. You both have stocks and bonds. Both stocks and bonds are not doing well. One of you goes, hey, I'm going to put a little crypto in my portfolio because I think crypto might go up. That might help improve the performance of my fund. You go, well, gee, I don't know much about crypto, but I know I'll be in trouble.
That jerk's doing it.
Right. He's doing it. And if he does it and it works, I'm in trouble.
Because you look bad because you didn't do it.
Right.
Right.
So whereas when we were at this conference last year, less than 0.5% of asset managers were in Bitcoin. Okay? This year, 5% are going to be in Bitcoin.
Hmm.
And if Bitcoin goes to 9,000...
That's a tenfold number, yeah.
That's right. And if Bitcoin goes to, like, say, even something modest, doesn't have to be crazy, like 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number of asset managers that are going to need to start moving in is going to start moving up rapidly.
Right, so those 5%, if they're in, and are you talking about their own assets?
No, I'm talking about 5% of asset managers that are out there.
Okay, so if those 5% see an increase of, let's say, from 6,000 to 8,000, they're going to see an increase of 33%. If they see that kind of increase that then bumps up the performance of their overall portfolio, then the other asset managers are like, ugh, I can't believe I missed out on this. I mean, this would have been a great opportunity.
You're fired.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about fired, but I mean...
I have to get in or I'm fired.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's how they're going to feel. Yeah.
And so Crypto IQ is going to hopefully be their go-to to learn about this stuff?
Right. Well, Crypto IQ is designed for both, you know, the common man and for the institution, but it's mostly for the common man to understand that big picture. All the things that we just talked about, this narrative, right? This isn't reaching the average crypto investor via Twitter.
Right.
So Charlie wants professional stuff out there, where we give people not only the latest and greatest, but like a professional understanding of what's going on.
So how do you guys make money at Crypto IQ? Are there subscriptions? Is it free? Is there a free level?
There's a couple layers. I think there's like a $30 a month subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a $300 a month, like more sophisticated chat room for traders. So, you know, if somebody wants to know what's going on right now or has a specific question, you know, that's where the more sophisticated trading crowd is coming in. And then they're working on spreading the business model out. CNBC has picked us up. We're doing work with the Money Show.
Okay, doing some commentary, like talking head kind of stuff?
Not really. I think they're looking to sort of like almost syndicate us. Like
really?
Have us be talking heads on a regular basis.
That's cool.
We're going to do the original experiment in Vegas on November 14th.
What's that?
It's a crypto conference.
Okay.
Okay. And it's John Najarian and Charlie will be there.
Okay.
And that's when they're rolling me out as, you know, how to understand crypto in the context of like stocks, bonds, asset managers, etc.
Bill Noble from Crypto.IQ, and I just went to the website. It looks great. Real nice looking, and plenty of information there on the front page for anybody to go and take a look at. So
dense.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live and joining us today. Again, Bill Noble over at Crypto.IQ. He's working with Charlie Schrem, and we go way back with him. We got more coming up here in moments from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is...
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others
Stone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, wrapping up our first day of broadcasting here, but it's not too late for you to come out here. If you're in the Austin, Texas area and you want to come hang out with some of the coolest people in cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin world, this is the place to be. And again, like I said, there's a whole other day. So Sunday, come on out and join us. You can just walk in, get a day pass, and come out and join the fun and learn some stuff, meet some great people. And it's been fantastic so far, as it always is. Brian Alds is joining me now here in our remote studio. He is one of the vendors here with Bill Fuddle, which is misspelled, but it's spelled correctly because that's the name of your company. But it's based on the sort of the huddle, which is a misspelling of the word hold. And that's what people do with their cryptocurrency, right? They just hold on to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the lore surrounding huddle is, yeah, there was a guy on Reddit one night and got, you know, drunk. And he was telling, you know, the Bitcoin price was crashing, and he was telling people, no, don't, just hold.
Just hold.
Just hold.
Except he
misspelled it. And so now it's a kind of a meme.
It's a meme.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's on T-shirts. It's on a bunch of things. And so you sort of adopted that in,
yeah,
the name of your product, which is a really neat, and I feel like I've seen this maybe at a previous conference or something like that. This isn't your first crypto show, right?
No. We've been to a couple conferences before.
So you've got a metal, I mean, you can describe it better, but it's a metallic, fireproof, drown proof. Like, what?
Yeah.
Tell me what this thing is. It's basically stores your backup phrase for,
correct,
various different cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So like most of our users are using it to back up a seed phrase from a ledger or a Trezor.
These are the hardware wallets, which,
correct,
we haven't talked about it on, no, this show, but in recent episodes of Free Talk Live, we've explained to our listeners.
Okay.
So just so you know, this is a radio show, so most people listening aren't crypto geeks, right? So they need the basic understanding of what happens.
Yeah.
With cryptocurrency, your typical user is maybe storing it on a hardware or software wallet on their phone. But if you've got a significant amount of savings, you don't want to keep that on, you know, your keys for that on the phone, because if your phone falls in a lake or breaks or something, then you're in trouble. And so some people that are a little more serious, they buy these things called hardware wallets, which is what you're talking about, Trezor. I have one of the Trezors. I think Mark's got a Trezor. So if you want to keep your savings in a way that's less susceptible to, say, a potential for a theft or hacking or whatever, you get one of these hardware wallets. You store it in a safe place. But, of course, things can go wrong with a hardware wallet. So there's this 24-word phrase, or this, you know, words that you store. And they, whenever you set one of these hardware wallets up, they say, write down this phrase and keep it in a safe place, in a fireproof safe or something like that. And, well, you know, that's still not completely foolproof, is it?
Yeah.
To write something on a piece of paper.
Yeah. So, you know, as we're entering this new world, you know, storing these digital assets and kind of figuring out how to do it, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm going to make sure that I'm safe from all these online threats.
Hackers,
but,
viruses.
Exactly. Are you losing computers, et cetera? But what we don't think about a lot of times are like the age-old threats that have harmed our assets for
forever.
Millennia.
Yeah.
So fires, floods, etc.
Right.
And unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, it can be a feature or a bug. There's no Bitcoin company to like restore your password.
Right. So you can't go to anybody to get help. It's,
yeah. If you lose your private keys, you know, the password to your Bitcoin, then it's just gone.
It's on you.
Yep. Yep.
And that's why you've seen people at dumps trying to find their old hard drives that they threw out accidentally because it had the key on it that they forgot about or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this is a way, the Bill Fuddle, which is, by the way, BILLFODL.com, it's a physical keeper, basically, for those words.
Yeah.
So describe how this works.
So there's a main unit, and the product comes with a main unit and then a bunch of pre-laser engraved letter tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And
all made out of metal.
All made out of 316 stainless steel. So surgical stainless steel.
It's not
going to
rust.
It's not going to rust. And so you can take these letter tiles and input any amount of data. And like we've already talked about, most users are putting their seed phrase in there. But, you know, any data that you want to keep private and mm-hmm. secure, you could put into a Bill Fuddle.
What have some other people used besides these phrases? I mean, do you know of any other uses for data that...
So, you know, some people with really important server passwords mm-hmm. that they don't want to keep online have contacted us. They're using it. So there are some, like, edge use cases for it that don't involve crypto.
Whatever it is that is a you know, a phrase that's made out of characters, you can store in this thing, right? But it's intended for the 24-word phrases.
That is what it is designed around, yeah.
And I'm watching the video over here. You guys have like a flamethrower or blowtorch or some sort of badass flame thing. You're torching this thing. You're drowning it. You're proving here that this thing really is. I mean, nothing's impervious, but I think the pitch is that this will survive, a house fire that is twice as hot as a typical house fire or something like
that? Yeah. So about, based on glow temperatures that we've gotten up to, we've gotten it up to about 18 to 2,000 degrees. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of tough to tell once you get up that high.
What's a typical house fire?
A typical house fire is about 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're talking about Fahrenheit here. And so, you know, our product gives you a very nice margin of
nice
error,
buffer
margin
there.
Of safety above it. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so you put this thing in a place that's safe, obviously, because if somebody gets access to the device, then in theory they would have access to your 24.
That's correct. Yeah, they would be able to take your Bitcoin if they got a hold of the device.
If they knew what it was.
And that is the other thing. And one thing that I think a lot of people discount, and our product does help you with fire and flood, but it's also a very intentional device.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that have their seed phrases written down on a piece of paper, or just any piece of important information written on paper, you know, if someone's going through that desk and just sees a bunch of random words written down on a piece of paper, they might think it's trash and throw it away. Whereas our device, it's very intentional.
Right. This is something.
Yeah.
When you look at this thing, it's heavy, it's, you know...
You know that it's important, whatever it is. And so, like, at least you're like, what is this thing? I want to research about it.
Ask something,
and so when you keep going down that trail, it's eventually going, you know, if you passed away, God forbid, a significant other that found this would not think it was trash.
That's a great point, because this, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is one of the issues that I don't think has really been addressed very well in the crypto space. The issue of what happens when I die, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're the only person who has, if you've got X amount of crypto and you pass away and you haven't given all of your secret phrases to somebody who's super trustworthy,
yeah,
right? Somebody who you can trust with all of your finances, basically, then no one else will ever have access to that because it's gone.
Yeah.
Because you've put those things in secret places and you've not told anybody anything. Whereas with this thing, like you're saying, if somebody's going through your items, this is a significant looking item. It looks like it means something. It looks like it's important. And presumably you could have given instructions previous that, hey, this
yeah.
is my Bitcoin.
Even if you didn't, you know, they're going to
figure it out.
There's
yeah.
on the inside, discreetly, you know, the word Bill Foddle is engraved
so
on it.
So they'll look it up.
So they
yeah.
can look up Bill Foddle and it'll kind of leave a little bit of a breadcrumb trail.
Right.
And hopefully, if you're carrying any significant amount of crypto savings, you really do need to think about this problem. And,
yeah.
and we've been thinking about it on how to make this problem easier for people. And we have like another product. It's a totally separate conversation, but mm-hmm. we have another product that we've been thinking about on how can we help with this problem.
Yeah.
But I think as far as the Bill Foddle goes, it leaves a little bit of a breadcrumb for
right.
for that person, whoever it is that you know would be going through your stuff if something happened to you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And they're
not that expensive either. What's one of these things?
Yeah,
retail
so
for?
Retail for $79.95 online. You know, you can pick them up on our website, BillFoddle.com.
So you sell them directly?
Yeah, we sell directly, ship directly.
Okay.
And then you know, we are on Amazon, but you know we. We would appreciate it if they came and bought them on the site. And then, you know,
sure.
for members for the show, we'll give a 10% discount. So free talk.
Okay.
If they want to put in a coupon code free talk, then all one word,
okay.
all caps.
Okay.
Coupon code free talk on BillFoddle.com.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, just to help out the show.
And so it comes
the
with the actual Bill Foddle and then a bunch of little metal characters that you can
yeah. So over 400 letter tiles, and you know we've done the statistical math.
More than sufficient.
You have
do.
Yeah, you will have enough to do it to write a seed phrase or a private key.
Because you actually don't need to write the full word of the seed phrase. It's only what the first three or four letters of each word that's relevant.
Yeah.
Right?
So the way they set up the word list, you know, the Bitcoin devs, you know, my hat's off to the
Smart.
Developers that
yeah.
are working on these systems are incredibly intelligent people. And
right.
so, you know, they wrote this word list to make it user friendly so that you could. You know, it wouldn't just be your string of random characters that is very hard for humans to decipher.
Yeah.
But the way they created it, they made it so that you really only needed the first four letters of each word, and that's what our product's designed to hold, just so they can be smaller and cheaper
Correct.
For the end customer.
It's awesome. You've done a great job with it. It looks great. Thank you, Brian, for coming here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks
Definitely
for having me.
The time.
Really
Bill
appreciate
Foddle,
it.
Once again, spelled B-I-L-L-F-O-D-L, and he generously offered 10% off for Free Talk Live listeners. Use code FREETALK with all capital letters there and all one word.
All one word.
To get your discount on the Bill Foddle. I love it. It looks great, and it feels great, and good luck with your sales this weekend.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
This is the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We got more coming up tomorrow.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.